Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. The world of comic books is filled with feats of bravery, alien invaders, and superheroes like Batman, Spider-Man, Superman, and Wolverine. These are some of the most famous comic book heroes in pop culture, and they are all white men. According to NPR, the fastest-growing demographic of comics readers are young women aged 17 to 33. And since readers are clamoring to see heroes and villains who resemble themselves, writers are including a more diverse cast of characters. This weekend, thousands of aficionados will gather at the convention center to celebrate Baltimore Comic-Con, featuring such activities as a costume contest, illustration workshops, and a panel discussion about how to kill zombies. Prachi Kochar is a recent graduate of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, UMBC. She's also a fan of comic books and has written about why diversity in the medium matters. As Prachi's deaf, we're speaking to her through an interpreter, Lisa Weems. Prachi, welcome to On the Record.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Good morning, nice to meet you.
Prachi, how did you get hooked on comic books?
I've been reading comic books for a very long time.
I've been reading comic books for a very long time.
So, it started when I was in elementary school, so almost 50 years ago.
It started when I was in elementary school, so it started almost 15 years ago.
I just started checking out comic books from the public library.
I started checking out comic books from the public library.
Spider-Man, the Fantastic Four.
Like Spider-Man and Fantastic Four.
I just reading up these stories because the knife like to make me dream of something bigger than myself.
And I liked these stories because they made me dream of something bigger than myself.
And they were just larger than knife.
And they were just larger than life.
Comic books are sometimes thought of as mainly
American culture. I can really connect with that.
It's the story of an outsider in American culture, and I can really connect with that.
So, Ms. Marvel is one of your favorites. In general, what kind of stories do you like in comics?
I guess I like science fiction a lot.
I like science fiction a lot.
More fantasy-type stories.
More fantasy-type stories.
Like, it's just more interesting to me to read about something that couldn't happen in real life.
I'm more interested in things that are not realistic, things that really can't happen in real life.
So, I mean, like escapist type of stories.
Like escapist type of stories.
Prachi, you wrote a blog post about diversity earlier this year. Tell us about that.
So, I wrote a blog post as part of my job.
I wrote the blog post as part of my job.
So I used to work at the Women's Center at UMBC.
I used to work at the Women's Center at UMBC.
So one of the things that the Women's Center focuses on...
So one of the things that the Women's Center focuses on...
Is centering diverse voices.
Is centering diverse voices.
Especially those of women.
Especially those of women.
So that inspired me to write this blog post.
That inspired me to write the blog post.
Because it's a women's issue. But
because it's a women's issue.
Not the one. But like women's issues can be about anything. Like,
but women's issues can be about anything.
Like it doesn't have to just look like one thing.
It doesn't have to look like one thing.
So I wanted to show that how women's issues show up in this context.
So I wanted to show how women's issues show up in that context.
Some fans of comic books have called for more characters like themselves, more women, people of color, LGBTQ individuals, characters from different religious and cultural backgrounds. Why does this matter?
It's really important because everyone deserves to be represented.
It's important because everyone deserves to be represented.
Like everyone deserves to have their voice heard immediately. Or he's actually deaf.
He's actually deaf.
So I mean, when I read one of his stories, there was a scene when he lost his hearing, and then...
When I read one of his stories, there was a scene where he lost his hearing.
So he had to communicate in sign language.
So he had to communicate in sign language.
So that was just really cool to me, because it was something that I gave it, and it says...
So that was really cool to me because that's something I deal with.
And it was kind of like I'm not so unknown as a deaf person.
And I felt like I was not so alone as a deaf person.
It was just good to see some story like mine.
So it's good to see some story like mine.
Like the Green Lantern.
The Green Lantern.
Jessica. Jessica Cruz.
Like she deals with anxiety.
She deals with anxiety.
Even though she's a superhero, she deals with anxiety.
Even though she's a superhero, she deals with anxiety.
And I deal with some anxiety.
And I deal with some anxiety.
So there was a scene in one issue of her dealing with anxiety.
There was one scene in the issue where she was dealing with anxiety.
And it made me less weak.
And it made me feel less weak.
Like if there's a superhero whose skin has anxiety.
Like if there's a superhero that deals with anxiety.
And then it makes me feel like I can give it mine to, and that is not such a weakness.
That makes me feel like I can deal with mine and it's not such a weakness.
That's Prachi Kochhar. Here on The Record on WYPR, I'm Sheila Cast. Prachi is, we're talking about comic books that feature a wide variety of characters and why diversity in these stories is important to fans. Helping us with the interview is interpreter Lisa Weems. Prachi, some people may think of comic books as light reading. Do you find that true?
I don't think you can generalize.
I don't think you can generalize.
It's like there's some books that are easy to read and some books that are not so easy to read.
It's like regular books. Some are easy to read and some are not so easy to read.
Like you can't compare The Cat in the Hat and War and Peace.
You can't compare The Cat in the Hat to War and Peace.
So it can be easier in some ways for some people.
It can be easier in some ways for some people.
What comic books are you reading right now?
Right now, so I'm kind of limited in how many I can read at once.
I'm kind of limited in how many I can read at once.
Because the price is like each issue is $3 or $4.
Because of pricing, each issue is about $3 or $4.
So, I mean, I wish I could read everything, but I can't.
I wish I could read everything, but I can't.
But right now, I'm reading Wonder Woman.
Right now, I'm reading Wonder Woman.
Batwoman. Green Lanterns. And America.
And America.
Tell me about America.
Right, so I really like that one. So it's about this Latina teenager.
Is about a Latina character.
Yeah, and she's also a lesbian.
And she's also a lesbian.
So I think that's really important representation to have.
So I think that's a very important representation to have.
And then I also really enjoyed the character. I really love the character.
And I really love the character.
Because she's, I love her attitude.
I really loved her attitude.
Like, if there's a problem, she just deals with it.
If there's a problem, she just deals with it.
And she's
also vulnerable.
Yeah, so it's not just like being strong all the time, like she's not human.
So she's not strong all the time. She's allowed to be human.
So I think it's important to have that representation as just into the story because it's very sci-fi kind of.
I think it's important to have that representation in the story too. And it's kind of sci-fi.
I'm really into that.
And I'm really into that.
You mentioned it costs a lot to supply yourself with comic books. Where do you tend to get them? In comic stores, in regular bookstores, digital downloads? What's your best source?
Depends. So I prefer reading like paper, but sometimes I prefer reading like the physical copy, but sometimes it's harder to get that.
I prefer reading paper, and so I really like to read the hard copies. But sometimes it's hard to get that.
Sometimes I go to the comic book store, but usually I buy them online.
I go to the comic book stores, but I usually buy them online.
And Comixology.
Comixology.
It's like part of Amazon, so you can just buy comic books and download them.
And it's part of Amazon, so you can just buy the comic books and download them.
Yeah, and then sometimes I just go to Barnes & Noble.
And sometimes I go to the Barnes & Noble.
Or the library.
Or the library.
And it just depends on what's best for my wallet.
And that just depends on what's best for my wallet.
If you were going to write a comic book, what would it be about?
I have enough ideas. I've been thinking about this story about a deaf superhero.
I've been thinking about a story about a deaf superhero.
So I think I was just thinking enough of the elements of comics, of superhero comics that enough.
So I want to take enough of the elements of existing superhero comics.
That enough, and then put it into a story that looks more like my life.
And then incorporate that into a story that looks more like my life.
Are you going to make that happen?
We'll see.
We'll see.
Pachi, I really appreciate your talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Prachi Kochhar is a comic book fan and a recent UMBC graduate. We spoke to her through an American Sign Language interpreter, Lisa Weems. Comic-Con begins this afternoon and runs through Sunday at the Baltimore Convention Center. We've got more information on our website, the On the Record page at WYPR.org. This is On the Record. Quick break now, and then a Stoop story. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.